I mean, he's played great football. Okay. I mean, teams can't. I mean, if they are, then he's making plays. He's not. I mean, I'm old, but he's a great player. He's making the most out of his opportunities this year. Make a lot of plays, a lot of tackles. I think he's had 8 or 9 sacks this year, so he's having a good year. I mean, he's playing good football, playing at a high level, so you can't look the other way at him either. I mean, he's playing good ball.
Does that any change the fact that the Bears are locked in as a bye week team for you guys and they may not play your starters? Does anything change with your guys' mindset because of that?
No. We need to win, so it's I don't think anything changes. I don't know what they're planning on doing over there. If I don't know what they're going to do, that's probably for the better, because I'm preparing that everyone's going to be playing. They're going to come in with, you know, all their guns loaded, ready to beat us. So that's the way I'm looking at it. It just speaks for the guys on the team, how hard everyone's been working. Just how everyone's, you know, been working, you know, staying at it, not just giving up when, you know, a couple guys go out here or there. You know, everyone just puts their head down, and all the guys that are behind them step up.
How much of that is Mike McCarthy?
Well, a lot of it's Coach McCarthy. He does a great job of putting the offense scheme together every week. He's a great head coach. He helps put together the team, obviously, too. So he picks the guys he wants on the team, and both Mr. Thompson as well. So they put peace in place, and it's up to us to go out there and execute.
Should he be coaching?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You guys are smart. You know how this whole thing works. For 3 hours,
I didn't even really watch the game last night, to be honest. Didn't watch it last night. Saw what happened. I was watching the Iowa game. Come on. Come on. So I was watching that game. I didn't know who won until this morning.
Expect us to believe that?
What?
Expect us to believe that one? You know what? You guys didn't keep an eye on the game last night?
I watched the Iowa game. Honest to God.
You can talk a little bit about that challenge going up against Julius Peppers.
He's a great player. Like I said earlier, he got all the aspects. You know, fast, strong, smart player. He's got everything. He's a good, great player.
You think he might have a little something?
What?
What'd you think of the Iowa?
Winners, man. Such a winner.
What did you learn about the traveler from the first game? Age old, but was your first time playing yesterday this year?
I learned about.
Yeah, what did you learn about the rivalry?
I mean,
it's intensity.
Yeah, it's a great rivalry. I mean, I think you can only say that for every NFC North game. That's kind of the way all these games are. But I mean, it's a great rivalry. Two good teams are going to be playing out there. We're kind of backs against the wall. We're fighting for everything out here on Sunday. So, you know, it's going to be a good atmosphere.